Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, this afternoon British Columbians will be treated to the summary of the findings of an audit into the Doug Walls fiasco. The public, families, and those who provide community living services are concerned that they will get only selected details approved by the Premier and his spin doctors. A whitewash, Mr. Speaker. Let me remind the House what this scandal is about. The Premier's friend, political supporter, and relative got a six-figure salary from the BC Liberals with no competition, no notice, no announcement, no scrutiny.
Order. Let us hear the question.
He also got a $400,000 government loan written off. To the Deputy Premier, this afternoon, will she do the right thing and release the entire audit to the public, not just a spinned-up version of it?
The Minister of Finance.
Well, thank you. Given the summary of the member opposite, you'd think there was no need to do the audit because she seems to know all the facts. The reality, Mr. Speaker, is that the entire audit will be released this afternoon, except for those small sections that needed to be severed relative to third-party statutory requirements under the Freedom of Information Act. I hope the member reads it and checks her facts and corrects many of the statements that she's made in the House over the last number of months.
Order, please. The Leader of the Opposition has a further question.
Well, here's what happened, Mr. Speaker. Not only did Mr. Walls get a six...
Order, please. Order, please, honorable members.
This is already on the public record, Mr. Speaker. Not only did Mr. Walls get a six-figure salary, he was also the beneficiary of BC Liberal government loan write-offs, totaling at least $400,000. We'll find out how that loan was written off. And not only is Mr. Walls a friend, supporter, and relative of the Premier, he also has close ties to other members of the BC Liberal cabinet, including the former Minister of Children and Family Development and the Minister of Advanced Education, all admitted on the record by Mr. Walls. Very cozy relationship, very serious scandal. To the Deputy Premier, how can she guarantee that every aspect of the audit will be released in full with no spin whatsoever?
Government House Leader, order please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think I already answered the member's questions probably more fully than she would have liked. The reality is that the Premier made a commitment some months ago that the entire audit would be available through Freedom of Information. Government has done that. The Freedom of Information coordinators have gone through the audit to ensure that any release is compliant with the Act. There are some third-party requirements under the legislation that need to be complied with. I think the member will find that she's very pleased with the, well, she probably won't be very, she may not be very pleased with the report, but she'll be pleased to know that that virtually all of it will be made public this afternoon. And certainly pending a request by government of those, or a response from those people who have personal protection privacy rights under the Act, we hear from them to say that with those additional details can be released, those will be released as well.
Order, please. Order, please, honorable members. The Leader of the Opposition has a further supplementary.
We welcome that, Mr. Speaker. We welcome that commitment. It's a brand new commitment, and we welcome it. Absolutely. The Premier said he was going to release the conclusions. Now he's releasing the whole audit, and we welcome it.
Honorable members, the Leader of the Opposition has the floor.
Well, we'll let the Premier's words stand on their own, Attorney General. Absolutely. In July 2002, the Minister of Children and Family Development was told that there were serious concerns related to Mr. Wall's activities in the ministry. The minister did nothing. He handed it off to staff and turned a blind eye to its contents. 6 months later, in January 2003, Mr. Walls was appointed to act as CEO of the Interim Authority on Community Living, a fact the minister wouldn't own up to in the House 3 months later. Mr. Speaker, can the Deputy Premier and the Premier guarantee that every single recommendation of the audit
Order, please. Let us hear the question.
Every single recommendation of the audit will be delivered by this government as quickly as possible.
Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The fact of the matter is the Premier's words are on the record about the release of the report. Part of the reason why the member gets her facts wrong is she never listens when she asks the question. She never listens to the answer. Mr. Speaker, the fact is the report will be released. I think the member will find that not only will we commit to implement all the recommendations, she may find that the vast majority of them are already in place.
Member, order please. Member for Vancouver, Mount Pleasant.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We certainly will ensure that the Premier's words stand as to the words of the Deputy Premier. And we can certainly look at the record to see what they said about the release of the report. Mr. Speaker, up until the BC Liberal took power, Mr. Walls was helping nonprofits get internet access. But soon after the election was over, Mr. Walls was invited into the Premier's office and given enormous influence over the Ministry of Children and Family Development, finalizing plans for community living and taking control
order
of
please.
The...
Order, please. Members on the government side of the House, please extend the members the courtesy of listening to the question.
Taking control, Mr. Speaker, of a $600 million budget. Long before the core review was complete, Mr. Walsh was also immediately handed $400,000 in taxpayers' money through a loan write-off. And there also, from the government, a special prosecutor was initiated to review this matter. Will the Deputy Premier assure British Columbians that the document that the government releases today will explain how a friend and a relative of the Premier was given control over $600 million in terms of budgets for the ministry and handed a $400 million loan write-off as soon as the Liberals took office?
Order, please, Deputy Premier.
Mr. Speaker, the report will be released this afternoon. The member will be able to have the questions answered as soon as it's released. In response to the other questions the member asked, those have been asked and answered. Perhaps she wants to move on to Plan B for question period.
Order, please. Member for Vancouver, Mount Pleasant has a further question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Deputy Minister is correct. The Deputy Premier is correct insofar as this. Questions were asked of her during the SMS process, but no answers were forthcoming from the Deputy Premier. The Minister of Children and Family Development is...
Mr. Prosecutor, did you remember about that? No.
Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Children and Family Development is in chaos. Liberal government mismanagement and special deals for a friend and relative of the Premier. That's the bottom line in the scandal. The government took money from kids at risk and handed that money over to Liberal friends. And the Premier won't answer questions and the Deputy Premier won't answer questions. And you know what, Mr. Speaker?
Well, yeah.
When the government releases... When the government...
Order, please.
Yeah.
Your colleague is interrupting your question. We'll just wait a moment. You can continue, please. Now it's time for the question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, I was interrupted by many members of the House. When the Premier releases his version of the audit this afternoon, will he use the opportunity to apologize to British Columbians for this gross mismanagement of tax dollars that were supposed to help kids and the developmental disabled but ended up padding the pockets of Liberal insiders? And will the Deputy Premier also release all correspondences and emails between officials and his office and Mr. Wall?
Order, please. Deputy Premier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The member will see the report this afternoon, and I suspect that she will have an opportunity to apologize for all of the misinformation she's put on the record. And as long as we are standing here and talking about the opportunity to apologize, this member might want to start taking the opportunity to offer apologies for all of the misrepresentation, for all the facts that she puts on the table that are proven to be wrong again and again and again. And just for starters, Mr. Speaker, is her suggestion that the ministry is in chaos. For example, we have doubled the number of adoptions that have happened in British Columbia. We have cut court wait time through alternative dispute resolution. We have, for the first time, made it possible to place children with extended families instead of taking them from their homes where they're at risk. We have also made it possible that 15% drop in the number of children that are coming into care of the ministry. And the numbers on recruitment and retention for our staff in this ministry are excellent. We are recruiting and retaining more staff than we have for a long time in British Columbia.
Thank you.
So when the member stands up and makes these statements, she will very soon, I'm sure, have the chance to retract them and offer her apology.
Please, honorable members, order please so we may continue with question period.
Leader of the opposition on a point of order.
Mr. Speaker, I can't, I have to rise right now. I have just heard of something, it is a point of order. I have just been informed that this government is going to extend the session, this sitting. I have just been told by the media, Mr. Speaker, that this government is going to extend the sitting of this legislature into next week, and I rise on a point of order, Mr. Speaker, to say what is going on in this legislature, the abuse of the legislature. I had to find out from the media, not a motion into this House. With respect, where's the coward that's going to extend this sitting? Where is he? Why isn't he in here telling me and the opposition face to face that this government is breaking another promise, Mr. Speaker? It is completely point of order, my point of order, Mr. Speaker. How
member,
is it possible?
Member, please take your seat.
You tell me.
Please take your seat. Just on the point of order you make, I don't know how many people here were aware of it. We are in second reading, and the minister was speaking to it, and I think there would be an appropriate time to bring this up with the appropriate people, not necessarily here in the House.
Sir, the abuse of this legislature, I don't have any other
order,
way,
member.
Mr. Speaker.
Order,
I don't
order.
Have any other way of finding out what the rules are in this House.
Order,
Speaker, is the
order, member.
By fiat extending
order, member.
Or not?
Would the member please take her seat?
It is outrageous.
Will the member please take her seat? Order, member. Will the member please take her seat and come to order? Will you please come to order?
I understand.
Will you please come to order?
I